Hey y'all, what's up? What's up? What's up? It is your girl Nakisha, and you are tuned in to the You Don't Know to Have podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'd like to welcome you to my first episode. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while now, so what better time than now to start? Just a little background on me. I am a California native. I currently live in Atlanta. California will always be home, so don't try me. And I just wanted to create a place for open dialogue. I think miscommunication and perception is our biggest issue in communication, and I am not the best communicator, so don't think I'm coming up here trying to be like this master of communication, because I'm not. But I do think when people sometimes hear other people comfortable about discussing certain things, it kind of helps them feel better about discussing it. So this is the kind of place I want that to be. Now for my show, I plan on having a guest co-host. I don't want to be here talking to, I guess not myself, because I'm talking to you guys, but I can't have open conversation with myself because, I don't want you guys to think I'm crazy, even though I do talk to myself, and I'm sure a lot of us do. I'm a self-motivator, so you got to talk to yourself when you self-motivate. All right. Also, for this episode, I want to share just a snippet of my experience. I have the honor and pleasure of being a part of the disaster relief here in Atlanta at the Dobbins Air Force Base. And honey, let me tell you, that was an experience. However, it definitely made me realize how important and how serious this is. So if you guys don't believe them, if you don't believe all the nurses on that you see post videos, and all the people dying that you see post videos, and all the other people you see post videos, and the guys in jail, and I wouldn't even say the news, because we know that could be shaky. If you guys don't want to believe them, believe me, this is not a joke, okay? I saw a lot, and maybe one day I'll share that experience in more detail, but I definitely was there every day the whole 2 weeks, and yeah, it's real. So stay home, keep your distance, wash your hands, sanitize. I know a lot of us feel like, oh, I'm healthy, or this is not gonna be me. But it can be y'all, guys. Like, it can be anybody. The healthiest person in the world could die from it, while the least healthiest person in the world might survive it. I personally don't want to take my chance of figuring out how it's going to affect me. I'm grateful to have got through that. I think I'm good. I haven't completed my full 2 weeks of completing that project. But I have been doing my part, staying home and, staying safe and gloves, mask. I've been using a bandana. I'm probably going to crochet me a mask, though. This is going to be our new norm. But yeah, hand sanitizer, wipes, all that. I might bring my phone, my doorknobs, my steering wheel. Like, it's crazy. And I'm so paranoid when I go out, and I'm not normally scared of anything. I'm really not even scared of Corona itself. I'm just kind of scared about not knowing how my body will react to it. Again, I feel fairly healthy. Don't have any issues. But again, those are the people dying. So, I said I wanted to share a snippet. As I'm talking, I'm like, I kind of leery about it. However, I will say this, it's real. I seen that thing go up and house from 100 and something people to 500 people in a matter of days. And again, remember, these people were not all positive. However, they were exposed. And, you know, throughout this whole thing, I've always felt like there's something going on they're not telling us, which we all know is always the case when it comes to the government. But what I saw was real, and this is going to be part of our history, y'all. Like, this is going to be in the books, what your, you know, grandkids and great-grandkids are going to learn it. You made it through. We made it through. So, you know, just know it's real. You know, look out for your loved ones. Check on them. Help some people out if you can. If you know people in need, lend a helping hand if you can, or reach out to someone who can help if you can. Another big issue and fear for me is all the people that used school and work as an escape. You know, we know the reality of what's going on in the world, and we see it when we're not confined. So imagine what's going on when we are. And in a lot of places, domestic violence cases have gone up tremendously. I'm pretty sure child abuse cases have gone up. The sad part about that is, social workers technically aren't going to homes to check on these kids. And, you know, people that could, like, save them, like, you know, aren't, have so much other things going on. So they're just not priority. And so, you know, I hate to say it, but I fear for a lot of kids' lives in this time. So keep them in your prayers. You know, same thing with that. If you know anybody, I know we're supposed to stay away from people, but if you know anybody in those situations that you feel like you can help, especially now, you know, within a safe capacity, do what you can. So, yeah. Whew, it hit my heart, y'all. I mean, it, you know, it's real. I already know people who have died, or know people who know people who have died, or, you know, and I just really want to know, how close to home does it have to get for everyone for them to pay attention and take it seriously? You know, it's a small sacrifice to pay if we just do it together, get it done, get it over with. And, you know, but whatever. I don't run the country. I can only, you know, voice my opinion. Now, what I did want to do as well was give some information on a few resources. If you're struggling during this time, or should, you know, if you haven't heard of any of these options, I'm grateful that I'm able to share some new information with you. So, first off, if you want up-to-date information, definitely go to cdc.gov or the World Health Organization first. That'll probably be your closest to trusted information you can get on it. Definitely don't believe everything you see on the news or on social media. Yeah, just know, do your research, do your homework. Don't take everything for its face value in this time. Because a lot of things are happening behind the scenes, y'all. And, you know, we're constantly distracted to take our mind off of what's happening in the background. And this is definitely one of those times. So, again, just stay woke and stay, you know, informed. And again, just do your homework. Don't take everything for face value, and you know, protect yourself, protect your family. Next, we have the Department of Labor. So here in Georgia, I guess you, if you don't live in Georgia, you would just check your state's Department of Labor website. But here it is dol.georgia.gov. And that's not twice, y'all. It's dol.georgia.gov. And there you can apply for unemployment, get in line, because millions of people have applied nationwide. And I can't even imagine what is going on behind the scenes for that. So, yeah, if you lost your job, was let go. Even if you have less hours, you guys. Like, if you're used to working 40 hours and you guys went, you know, and you've been cut to 20 hours, you can file unemployment for those 20 hours you're missing. It might not be the full pay for what you're missing, but something is better than nothing, okay? Let's see, what else? All right. Another little fun fact about me is I have numerous years in hospitality and the service industry. And I can sympathize with them a little more in these times, because I know so many people who work in that industry, and I know so many people who literally live day to day by the tips they make. I'm talking about some people go to work just to be able to eat that day. It's not, you know, people go in these restaurants and spend all this money and then don't tip. You know, in some cases, you taking food out of your server's mouth, because a lot of places servers have to do what's called a tip out, kind of like strippers. You know, they got to tip out at the end of the night. Servers got to tip out at the end of the night too. They, you know, got to tip the bussers, the bartender, this, that, and the other. And if you don't tip them, then they have, that money comes out automatically, whether they make it or not. It's all calculated on a checkout. So, look, let me tell y'all, I wouldn't normally get this deep into it, but now is a better time than any to share that, because when this time comes back, a lot of people are going to depend on those tips. So, and I need people to know, you know. So when you don't tip servers, they still have to come out their pocket to tip out, because that's going to happen regardless. So stop being cheap or acting like you don't know, because I just told you, you know, tip your servers. I'm not saying every single place you go, you know, I do it because I'm in the industry and I know what it is. So I'm going to tip 20% at least, as long as my experience was good. It doesn't even have to be amazing, you know, as long as my food came out right. And if I ask for something, I got it, I'm good. You're going to get 20%. If you are above and beyond that, you're going to get more than 20%. You know, if you were terrible, I'm not even going to not tip you, but you won't get 20%. I used to give 20% regardless, but I learned real quick from very bad experiences as a patron that it's the reason I make so much money when I do it, is because I do it right. You know what I'm saying? So I earn my money. I'm not about to just be giving my hard-earned money to people who just think it's entitled to them. So don't get it twisted, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying if you go somewhere and you get terrible service that you still need to give them, you know, all this money. But definitely take care of your servers and your bartenders. It's their livelihood. Again, I suggest 20%. Definitely no less than 15. Even if you get bad service, leave something. Because again, like I said, they pay out a lot. Anyway, I digress. So some resources if you are in that industry. They have these things called virtual tip jars. All right, y'all. So I guess basically what those are different places people can donate so that you can be offered some type of relief. I don't know how you apply for it or get involved in it, but I do know Miller Lite has one. It's called the Miller Lite Virtual Tip Jar, and they donated $1 million to that. Don't know how much of that million is left, but look into that. And you can also look for like the local tip jars in your area. A lot of places have set those things in place. I actually have a friend out here in Georgia who has a restaurant, and I'm going to give her this plug because I love her dearly. It's called Le Petit Marché. And, you know, I her and I, family, have been friends for years. We both came here from California. We did business together. And, you know, we took different business paths. But I still love them to death. And I'm so proud of her. She, you know, had a vision. She saw it through. She had hard times. She kept fighting. And now she has one of the most popular restaurants in Kirkland. I mean, in Kirkwood. In Kirkwood, Georgia. Again, it's called Le Petit Marché. She's moved. She's expanded. It's just a wonderful thing. And she actually loves people. It's a very neighborhood-oriented place. Everybody knows everybody. And she definitely looked out for her employees. The moment, you know, spreading this became an issue, she was not one of those places that was like, oh, we're going to stay open because we need to get this money. She let her employees go home. And she actually was the first person or the first place I saw the virtual tip jar. She created one for her employees when this first started. So I thought that was amazing because she's awesome. And, you know, she would do whatever she could to look out for her people. And that's exactly what she did. So kudos to her and all the other people who are setting these things up for their people. Because in this industry, especially places where you have a lot of regulars, they will look out. So, again, people, whatever you could do to help someone in this time, okay? It's like water. I don't really drink bottled water, but I figured, hey, I could buy 2 cases. I never know who might need some. So, there you have it. Just the little things, people. There's also a place, if you are a server or bartender, called The Giving Kitchen. It's a nonprofit. They normally, I don't know how they would handle a situation like this, but normally they are there for those people in that industry who injure themselves or something, or for whatever reason have to miss work. They're there to help them in those times. So, like, I know a few people who have benefited from it, and it was a great experience for them. Again, I don't know what capacity they can help during this time, but definitely something to look into. And again, that's called The Giving Kitchen. All right, guys. All right. A couple more places you can check to see what your local, what's happening locally in terms of relief and benefits and help. You can go to benefits.gov. That's benefits.gov. And you can also go to usa.gov. And that'll kind of give you some around the nation. All right. I was going to talk about stimulus checks, but that is, that's a whole nother episode because I have a lot of feelings on that. I know a lot of people need it, so I won't talk bad in it in terms of that, but you know, the government always got some sneaky fine print or backwards reasoning for why they do what they do. So we'll see what comes out of that. Now for people who own a business, small business, nonprofit, and you struggling during these times, you weren't considered an essential business or whatever, or even if you were and still had to cut, you know, business down or cut people's hours or whatever. Some resources for you to look into are sba.gov. You can also, that's sba.gov. You also can look in uschamber.com. And then if you do have a business that's operating and you have employees that are working, you can go to osha.gov and get some tips on workplace prep and how to function in these times properly for everybody's safety. Now, I also want to highlight a couple of corporations or businesses that are helping businesses in some way, shape, or form. Not necessarily all monetary in terms of giving them money. However, some in terms of saving them money or offering services that could help the business or help the business's employees, etc. So a couple of those companies are JP Morgan, who is offering aid to small businesses and nonprofits. And then you also have Amazon, who is offering aid to small businesses. Facebook, who is offering aid to small businesses, and Verizon and Hootsuite, also doing some things for some small businesses. So if any of that interests you, look into that, do your research, check the facts. I just wanted to give you a little heads up of where to start looking. Another fun fact about me is I'm a licensed real estate agent here in Georgia. So it's only natural for me to sometime throw in some real estate facts. I won't technically bore you with a whole bunch of real estate talk, but I do want to keep everybody informed on just some little things there. At the end of this, is definitely going to be a good time to buy if you've always thought about it. And of course, what better time to buy than surviving such a crisis? Prices will be low. Hopefully, rates will be the same, if not better. If they do go up, I don't see them going up crazy high. And, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of programs that'll make it easier for people to purchase. So definitely keep that in mind if you're in a position to save. I would definitely do that and just start working on your plan for making that happen. If you have any questions about that, I would definitely hit me up, and I definitely will be glad to answer any questions you may have. All right, y'all. So, now, there has been a 4.4% decline in new home sales in February from January. These are nationwide, I believe. Value still rising 3.9% in the past 12 months. Housing hunting has slowed down. Rates are still right under 4% for a 30-year fixed. And mortgage loan applications have dropped 30% in the third week of March. So that basically says what I already do. That 3.9% increase in the past 12 months is going to continue to get lower and lower until it becomes a decrease, because 12 months ago was the peak selling time before the market started to change. So mark my word, keep an eye on that, y'all. So goodness, I have officially made it through my first podcast. I hope I didn't bore you guys. I definitely hope you guys tune in for the next one. The next one, I'm gonna have my boo on. This is actually one of my closest friends who we met in the service industry. So we might even make that the topic. He and I vibe on air. We actually attempted a radio show some years ago and did a few episodes, and just life got in the way. So he's definitely agreed to join me on this journey for some episodes, and I'm excited to have him, and I'm excited for you guys to figure out what the half is. All right. So I wanted to do something where I go out with a song, kind of like my song of the day, if you will. So this week's song is one that we all know very well. And, I figured what better song than this to introduce, us to the world. All right, y'all. Psych, y'all, that is not the song. I just want to mess with y'all. The real song is from, the late great. Definitely big to me. He from my hometown. I mean, I literally grew up down the street. I'm hung out. Anyway, we won't get into that, but rest in peace, Nip. This is, you definitely changed the game. And this is my song of the week. And I'd like to thank you guys again for tuning in. I appreciate you. This is just the beginning for me. I'm trying to come out of this shell. And so I would love for you to come on this journey of growth and life with me. So again, until next time, stay blessed, stay safe, and here we go.
Don't make you rich, it don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard you can play a bitch. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. It should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my scrolls. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Showed everything but they stole. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address the room and make it so. Don't do this for nothing. No. When I got it on you, but I don't do this shit for nothing. Lord, not Lord. Not at all. You, but my money rich, money rich. I still am not getting on. That's how I get along. I said, so I don't do this shit for nothing. I still am out of gold. I still am out of not at all. I'm out of gold. I said, I told her I got. Hustle and motivate.